This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
You've talked about the fact that you are a hugely successful businessman. It's not just the motivational things that you're known for, Gary. With that in mind, I wonder, what are the kind of three most commonly asked questions of you? Not from us, the media, but from people looking for a bit of time from Gary V.
The biggest thing I get is definitely how you deal with judgment. It comes in a million different forms, but everyone is looking for so much outside validation that they're incredibly vulnerable. Whether you're looking for outside validation on how you appear, looks, how you succeed in school, how you succeed in how much money you make, how many followers you have, how many likes you have. People are incredibly stuck in high school their whole life. And it's really unfortunate. I got incredibly well parented. And so for me, back to your question earlier, it's been very easy for me to be in my cocoon. I never looked for popularity. I never looked for outside validation. My validation came in my process. And then I would let the chips fall where they may. Whether I was successful or not, I've had many business ventures not work well, which is okay, because they're my failures, not other people. But number one, no question, is how do I deal with judgment? I think number two, a lot of people are curious on how to find their passion or their happy place. I speak a lot about being content. I don't use that word, but I bounce around it. And I think a lot of people who especially consume my content over time realize, this guy is fairly, for all the high energy I have, the people that know me best know that I'm incredibly calm and it's all very easy for me. And I think that a lot of people are trying to find that sense of, I think the world is incredibly anxious. Yeah. And I knock on wood, don't have a lot of anxiety considering how much I have being thrown at me. And I think a lot of it has to be structured in the concept of gratitude. You know, I really want people to be grateful for what they have versus being envious for what they don't have. And I think people struggle with that. And so I think a lot of people ask around passion and around like, how do I find that happy place? And then finally, almost the rest of what is asked of me is whatever I'm currently talking about. So 2 years ago, it's, Gary, how do I win on TikTok? You keep talking about TikTok. How do I win on TikTok? Today, it's all about NFTs. Gary, what's this NFT thing? How do I win on that? So the first two are incredibly philosophical, very clouds. The last one is very practical execution.
I want to talk a little bit about the finding your passion element of that, because you talk about being content, and I think that is a beautiful thing that a lot of us strive for. But how do you adjust the kind of the wanting to be content, being happy where you are, with ambition, with,
it's
you know,
a great,
you're always growing.
It's funny, the book sitting next to you, and the last book I wrote, 12 and a half, I talk about mixing ingredients. And the thing I actually am most excited about that I finally put out there, it was in my subconscious, I couldn't get it out, it was on the tip of my tongue, is that I have a crazy, crazy balance between patience and ambition, between conviction and being content. It's very, as you can see, I'm racking my brain. The concept of getting everybody who's listening right now to understand that you can pull from complete opposite directions of being incredibly hungry. I mean, I am so competitive and hungry, it's probably inappropriate. At the same token, I genuinely am content. How do you do that? Therapy, meditation, journal. I mean it. Yeah. Therapy, meditation, journaling. I am incredibly motivated by doing interviews like this, because maybe somebody driving right now has never heard of the concept that I can be. So I talk about patience at length, that I can be incredibly ambitious, but patient. I put out so much content about patience. I have so many kids and grown-ups who DM me and say things like, man, you seem like such a go-getter. Why are you telling me to be patient? And I reply sometimes and I say, because you're confusing the word patience with complacency. You're confusing the word patience with non-action. You're confusing patience with lack of ambition. Patience is a different word. And so how do you do it? I think it requires first being aware that the conversation exists. That you, I'll give you an example. I believe most people in the world are unhappy or anxious or struggling or challenged because they're such in a hurry to show everybody they're successful. They're in a hurry. I'm 23, I'm gonna show my mom that I made the right decision by not doing what she told me to. Or I'm gonna impress my older brother who's been more successful. Or I'm gonna get rich so I get the girl. Like, there's all these incredible things that people go through. For me, it comes very natural, but I'm incredibly aware that it's a challenge. And I think the only way humans evolve is by even acknowledging the concept of the existence of the issue. And so for me, the answer to your question is taking it from the subconscious or the unaware to the conscious, and then deciding to put the mental work in to getting there.